that well.
No, it's great. You know what? First of all, the hospitality has been unbelievable. And the weather, I mean, how can you beat this? But you know what? Ideally, we want to showcase all our guys' talents. It's really our objective. But I said also in the process, we want to form a team. We want to form a team and that has the ability to showcase our team on Saturday. And it's been a great experience thus far. Our guys have really bought into it. We challenged them now. We had a real high-tempo practice, real challenging practice. I thought they came prepared.
Is it kind of a Jaguar week? Is that kind of what you're trying to put them through?
Yeah, I think, you know, we want to simulate as much of an NFL week as possible. Obviously, we've got some different rules to follow. But if we can give them an idea what it's like, you know, all the more power to us.
How much of an inside look does this give you in recruiting and scouting and everything?
Well, it's great. I mean, we get a chance to see them in the meeting rooms and how they are around the hotel, and then to come out in the field and see them compete. We told them, you know, they got to compete in everything they do. Not only do they get a chance to showcase their talents on the field, but off the field.
How fast do you start making opinions of these players? I mean, is it hard to say, okay, that's just one play? I mean,
Well, it's hard. You know, I think you try to really look at the good things that they're doing. Obviously, this first day especially, you know, they're trying to get lined up, how to do stretch, and get a feel for how we're going to do things. But as the week goes on, I think you can see their spirit. And, you know, I think what's big is to see how competitive they are. And they all came in. Here it is, a game like this, an all-star game, where they really strapped it up and came ready to go. That's a great thing.
For you, what's your ideal Jacksonville Jaguar?
Well, I think, you know, a guy that obviously has great football talent. I mean, that's first and foremost. But we're also looking for a guy that loves football. It's got to be extremely important to him, has tremendous spirit, and that spirit shows on the field and off the field.
There's a couple of kids here, obviously. You don't know them that well yet, from LSU. You know, they've had more guys come out, 17 in the last 2 years than any other school. Just your thoughts when you hear him. Maybe
good. You know what? I saw the barrel kid, you know, and did a nice job in practice. What I noticed with him is, you know, it's different techniques that we're teaching him. And the ability to adjust what we're asking and then make corrections is great. He had a situation in practice where he kind of had the wrong drop. We correct him. The next play, he corrected it, made a great play. You know, things like that, I think, are showing up with those guys.
Garoppolo's a quarterback from a smaller school, but he did break Sean Payton and Romo's records at Eastern Illinois. I don't know if you knew that. Just, do you have any general thoughts on him?
Well, you know what? I think, you know, what a great opportunity for him to come here and showcase his talent. I know he's got the mindset to come in here and take advantage of the whole week.
Coach, where were your eyes today, position-wise, most of the time?
Well, you know what? I tried to really go all the way around. You know, saw the D-line, the O-line, the quarterbacks. You know, try to get a feel for the whole team and, you know, the talent that we have at each position.
Asking about lost Duff. How'd that process work and what's next?
Well, it was really quick. I can say that. But you know what? He was a great man with our organization. I know the players are going to miss him. It was a situation where we sat down and talked. And, you know, it's just a unique situation for him. And we both talked about it. And, you know, it's we're sad to see him go. But I know ultimately he's happy, and that's what it's all about.
Why is it unique?
You know what? He's just, he's got great friends that are part of the organization, guys that he coached with for many years and has that type of relationship.